Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, sir. I just had a quick little question. If I already been, if I already had the coronavirus, and I was like exposed to somebody who's positive now. What is the protocol for that?
All right, just a moment. Let me review general information on our website.
Okay.
I'm still with you. Just a moment.
Yes, sir.
Now it's saying now any person can contact the, wait, hold on, I'm sorry, just a moment. I was trying to look for the exposure information. I'm sorry, I have to go through this. It's a lot.
It's fine. I'm just trying to find out for sure because it's like I've had it, but my family haven't had it. But I'm supposed to buy it to somebody who has it now. So I don't want to get my family sick.
Yes. Yes, I want to say it's the same as the regular steps. Just a moment, let me find that.
Okay.
I'm still going through the guidelines. I'm sorry about the wait.
You're fine.
Now, one of the questions is saying if you already have COVID-19, can you get it again? Do you still need to wear a mask and practice social distancing? Answer, due to the SARS-CoV-2 being a novel new virus, there is not clear scientific evidence concerning the body's ability to develop long-term immunity. So even if a person has had COVID-19 and has recovered, the person should still maintain social distancing, good hand washing or hand sanitizing practices, and wear a cloth face covering when in public. And just a moment, I'm looking for more information about your question too.
Yes, sir.
Still with you. Just a second.
Yes, sir. Yes. You said that take the same thing for this test and the question that I'm asking is that I heard it and you told it that it's supposed to be a better test. Yes, sir. That's true.
Okay. So I'm going to
Just checking on you.
Yes, sir.
Got a lot of questions. I'm still going through the questions as well.
Okay, no problem.
I was saying, when should you seek medical attention if you develop any of these emergency warning signs for the disease? You should seek medical attention: trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to wake or stay awake, bluish lips or face. Have you had any symptoms?
Well, one thing I'm having, like, a little heat flash, like a little flushed feeling, and like for the last past day or so, it's like I'm waking up like with the cold feeling, how you first signs of a cold. Yes.
If you have symptoms, please stay home. If the symptoms require medical attention, seek a medical provider. Or a healthcare provider. If you have been in direct contact with someone who has been confirmed with the COVID-19 and you develop symptoms, notify your healthcare provider. Supply them with information regarding your symptoms and that you have had contact with a confirmed case.
Okay.
Do not.
In other words, it's all the same protocol as if you have not had the COVID. It's the same protocol.
Yep, and it's saying, also do not go to your healthcare provider or an emergency room without contacting your provider or emergency room first. So they may take precautions. And if possible,
let me ask you another question.
Yes, ma'am.
If you was a teacher and you worked one-on-one with a child, let's say you was a tutor, and you had a substitute teacher came in one day, and that student worked with your student, but you came the next day and got the same student, but you found out your substitute teacher had the COVID. What is the protocol for that? If both of y'all work with that same child?
Yeah, you might need to try to get tested, especially if you feel as if you've been exposed.
Okay.
You might need to quarantine. Yeah.
For how many days is it, 10 to 14?
Yeah, they lowered it to 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
Yeah.
Okay. 7 to 10 days of quarantine. Okay. All right. And is that like right when you first get exposed, or do you have to wait the week after to see if the symptoms come, or is it just all in one?
Yeah, it says if you have symptoms, period, stay home. So I would stay home if I was you.
Stay home 7 to 10 business days. What, 7 to 10 days? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And if the symptoms require medical attention, seek a healthcare provider.
Okay. That'll work. All right. Thank you, sir, for all your help.
And you're welcome. I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, too.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day.
And you're welcome. You too.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.